Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey everyone, it's Steven Schleicher. Before we get into today's game, I just want to thank the Colonial Seaport Foundation for sponsoring this week's episode. Since 2007, Colonial Seaport Foundation has been promoting America's colonial maritime history through educational events, historical recreations, and the recreation of an 18th century trading sloop similar to the Adventure, Blackbeard's last command ship. Visit colonialseaport.org to track the Luna's progress and find out how you can make the memory of an important facet of American history come alive for current and future generations. Please join us for the Colonial Mariners Festival in Delta Vale, Virginia, June 5th, 2010.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad to have you back again with us this week. And if you missed last week, you missed a heck of a show as the party was split and we were fighting monsters from all sides. Fortunately, it turned out well. No one died all the way. A saving
Let's
throw here and
fair,
there.
Steven, Orym once almost died while waiting for his bagel at Panera.
I know, it's so such damn long lines at that place. Anyway, let's get into the action this week as the team is reunited on a parapet. And turn it over to our Dungeon Master, Rodrigo. You prefer Dungeon Master or Gaming Master?
Game Master.
Let's turn it over to our Dungeon Master, Rodrigo.
And he prefers Almighty Emperor of all.
That's right. Dictator for life.
Sorry, I was speaking giant for a moment.
Yep. All right. So, you guys have taken your short rests, and the fog begins
a
to...
Question
yes.
about a short rest. How long is a short rest?
5 minutes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
I have another question.
Okay.
And I don't want to sidetrack us, but this is actually a legitimate policy question.
Mm-hmm.
Last time around, it was revealed to me, and I had misunderstood, because I swear you said that it wouldn't, that temporary hit points can stack with my existing hit points and give me additional hit points above and beyond my regular.
Correct. But temporary hit points...
How does that work, exactly?
How does that work?
Uh-huh.
Like, you mean in-universe?
Yeah.
All right. Temporary hit points can come from any, and actually real hit points, can come from a variety of sources. For example, Randa's probably actually literally sprays stuff that hardens on your skin onto you, and it actually takes the brunt of the attacks on you.
Yeah, so until it chips away, doesn't hit his ring.
You know, if a warlord gave you temporary hit points, it would just be that he gets you so amped up that you don't feel the first hit that you take.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth. It depends on the class. It depends on the source.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing with how classes get you to regain hit points. You know, Randus has concoctions. Cleric would be like, be hailed. And, you know.
Friends! Yep. Now, my thing is, I think I had the misapprehension because we said temporary hit points
don't stack with each other. Yes.
Right. And I had presumed that to mean that they wouldn't stack on top of my cumulative hit points. Yes. So when I took the hit and then I healing surged because of the comeback strike, that put me back to full points. I never took another hit, and then I got temporary hit points.
Mm-hmm.
How long do those last?
Until the end of the encounter.
So at the end of the encounter, I'm back to my normal hit point range.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Any other technical questions while we're here?
Nope.
I think that answers it.
I do want to double check. Who are you stealing surges from?
I was just going to take them from you.
Okay.
Just so, I mean, basically you'd be stealing one, spending one anyways, but now you're getting a little bit more from it.
Okay.
Now remember,
spending two surges put me two below.
I do have like a dozen surges a day.
Okay.
Yeah, I realize that.
Okay.
And we will probably.
But you also have more ways of actually using them in combat. Yeah. I have second wind.
Yep. let's see.
And the healing potion that.
Okay. We don't get any action points back at all at this point.
You do not.
Okay.
Did all of you spend action points?
Nope.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah, I think Randall is the only one that didn't.
I was relatively conservative that fight.
Okay.
All right.
Used one
and by that,
daily.
We mean you didn't.
I wasted an action point.
Well, it happens. So,
yes.
As I said, the fog begins to dissipate as you guys find yourself on this keep wall. But as the fog begins to dissipate, it dissipates from everywhere except from directly around Smith.
Yay.
What is going on?
I don't know.
You look like a confectionery that my mother used to make.
Kind of shake it.
Okay, shake it.
Did you eat something with a lot of beans?
Little puffs of it fall off and dissipate, but it's clinging. Like, you can't actually even feel it. But it's there around you.
Yeah, so, no actual discomfort or anything from it.
I the only reason I can notice it is because I see it
visible. Yes,
and we can see it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is very strange because when we were in the tower in the farmlands, I witnessed Smith essentially regenerate from the power of the tower.
Indeed.
You know what I wonder? When I was a kid, I had this thing that my uncle brung me from the oceans, and it was a sponge, and he would take it and you would stick it in stuff and it would soak it up. But if you put it in beer, it would turn yeller because the beer was yeller, and if you put it in like red stuff, it would turn red. Do you think that maybe Smith is like a magic-y sponge and he will like. Whatever's there, and he'll just like soak it up and be all, ooh, I'm all.
Yeah, but it's an interesting idea, Torque, but unfortunately, it only seems to be whenever we're around
the evil
that we're trying to fight.
Now, hang on a minute.
Some moon affiliated power source of some kind.
Are you trying to, what's that big word I wanted to say? Are you trying to say something?
Well, I just find it curious that here is somebody that's been a good comrade. In our quest to turn off the towers, yet somehow he appears to be drawing power from these forces.
Well,
and I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing because, you know, if he's fighting somebody and something takes away part of his mojo, then he's less powerful.
There is that, and, you know, Smith just using their own power against them could be
useful.
When
you go to the swimming hole and you get them leeches on you, Smith is like that. He'll weaken you or something. I don't know. If I can't hit it with a stick,
so it's theoretically a parasite. Anyways,
Can I say one more thing though? I like it when we get to play on the talkie part and do the talking because you guys talk real good and I like to listen to them big words. But if something is funny about Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do anything about it?
Not really, and that's largely what I was considering at this time. This is hardly the weirdest thing we've seen something happen to
Smith. I just find
it
curious that if you start to feel different things occurring, or if you start to experience things, maybe you should share it we can
figure out what
role you play in all of this.
Just give us a warning.
Yeah, I mean, this hardly seems to be, you know, discomforting or having any sort of behavioral problems at this time, so... I think we should
I'm gonna try and brush the fog off him.
Okay, you can try that. I think it'd be more important that we figure out where we're going.
Ooh, and I rolled a 20.
Okay.
Critical fog hit.
Yeah. Yes, you pick him up by the feet and you shake him like an old blanket.
That's 2d6 plus 1d12. fog shaking help.
I see. Not gonna call it damage. So you were beating him like a rug with the flat of your axe.
And he's on the ground. Dark noise. No.
I almost got it.
The two of you can, or really anybody who feels like it, can give me an arcana check.
Very well.
6.
Better.
12.
30.
25. 30? Wow. 17 plus
13. Okay.
Yeah.
The magic-y guys actually know what's happening with the magic?
Imagine that.
I know, right?
So, Orym and Randus have now been observing the phenomena that manifest around Smith for a while.
Yes.
Especially when he was absorbing things from the tower and this deal with the fog, you can probably figure out that it's not necessarily that he's so much absorbing these energies.
They cling to him.
He's just kind of a natural channel for them. It's like he's just a good conduit for these energies, and they just naturally flow towards him. So now, his body happens to be, you know, just like if you run electricity, enough electricity through
an elephant.
An elephant, yes. Through metal, the metal, you know, gives off heat and light and everything. Sure. His the body is just good about...
Because that's scary.
His body is just good about synthesizing the excess energy. And it turns into weird things.
So, I guess the question is, does that mean that he attracts evil, in our perception of what evil is, of course,
mm-hmm.
And it's just the natural phenomena of his powers, or does it mean that evil begets evil?
Okay. Well, first off, you and Randus need to have a conversation about evil.
Can we define that, Randus?
Yeah. I don't know if this is really necessarily an evil energy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just more or less the ambient energy of the moon, which these evil moon gods, as we see them, utilize because they're being beings of the moon.
Okay.
And I think that some way Smith has been affected to be more or less some sort of conduit for that energy.
Isn't that what I just said?
I know we've had this.
Yes.
I know we've had these issues before. I don't know
what you just said, Torque.
Yeah, like I say, I don't think it's necessarily that it's an evil energy per se. It's more or less just how the energy is being used.
Okay. Well, I know we've had some issues before when we were back on Earth. And we had that incident in the Exilarchy Tower. But yeah. I think it's probably a good idea that if we can continue to watch Smith closely as we go about, and if there's somehow he either turns, we need to be prepared, or if somehow we can harness what he's doing and use it against our enemies, then we need to. This is a private conversation.
No, it's not.
This is ABC.
I don't recall you guys ever saying, I pull Randus aside.
No.
Because I've been listening the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been channeling things against our target.
I know. I don't know.
Isn't that exactly what I've been doing?
I don't know.
I didn't do this before everything else started.
Well, that's true, too. And that's why we need to see if we can harness it in some way even bigger.
We do.
You'll keep that in mind. Like I said, I think.
Can't we just cut the heads off and be done with it?
Hey. Oh, their heads.
There.
Yes.
Their heads.
Not your head. I like your head. You kind of remind me of my cousin.
In any case, we need to find this other tower and get it shut off.
Yes, please.
All right.
I open up my cogcoil compass.
Okay.
Did I see anything?
Yep.
Where is that now?
Still north.
Okay.
North.
All right. So you get any feelings of where something might be emanating from?
No.
Do you feel stronger or weaker?
Not really.
Okay.
So do you want to look around the fortress at all or just move on?
I've really, you know, with everything that was going on at the Exilarchy when we left, I think it's best that we try to move as quickly as possible.
I would feel terrible if there were more people, even if their elves get killed because of our tardiness.
Very well.
All right. So you guys get going?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So you start heading north for a while. And as you travel through these pebble fields, all of a sudden, Smith starts not feeling good.
We better stay back. He's going to throw up something.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Is it just stomach or?
No, general discomfort.
I don't feel so hot, guys. I have a feeling something's going to start growing, but I don't know where.
All right. Well, we'll stand by, try to provide what comfort I can.
I think we're fine just going. I'll let you know when, you know, I can tell what's going to happen.
Okay. As he says, I can tell what's going to happen, he basically explodes. Just energy surges through him, and actually in three distinct arcs just zaps each of you.
Out of his arms and his face.
Flying back.
Yep. The three of you.
He goes boom and then turns into David Tennant?
Kind of.
Counted.
You...
That one was obvious, and you knew it.
There's way too many people here who knew what Doctor Who is.
Yeah,
I don't know what Doctor Who is all that well.
Yeah, we should change that. Anyways. No.
And so, on that note...
So I slowly get back up.
Nope, energy. No you don't.
Oh, I don't. I'm still down.
Yep, hang on. I'm getting there.
How's so, the energy feel?
Who wants to go first?
I do.
Okay.
Because I'm the tallest.
All right.
And I probably duck.
So Torque. Smith says that he's not feeling good, and you think to yourself, I should probably duck, at which point, bam, you're hit by a lightning bolt. The lightning bolt just hits you square on your armor, and the energy from it begins to spread through your armor.
Am I going to turn into David Tennant?
The...
Counted.
You know, it's scale armor, so the individual little blades start to change. They go from being like the cold silvery color to this bright red, and they kind of get spikier. They kind of, instead of just coming straight down, they kind of like flare up. Mm-hmm. And as it begins to spread throughout your armor, this is incredibly uncomfortable. Like, it actually hurts, and like your armor kind of has you pinned down. As this begins to spread, two little insignia on your shoulders light up, and you hear a soft female voice go, "For an energy signature detected, synthesizing." And they begin to glow as this other arc emanates from your shoulders into the original blast arc and starts to essentially absorb it. Just...
Ooh, cool.
As your XLR key technology armor synthesizes the weird energy that was doing something to your armor. Your armor has...
Why does your armor sound like Majel Barrett?
That's a... Count it.
Yep.
Your...
Damn it!
You're starting to figure out what you don't watch.
We will...
Of course that one's...
We'll get through this, you guys. Your armor was going to turn into something else, but has now just been upgraded. It is now a Razor Armor plus 2.
Nice.
Power up.
Oh, wow.
And since this is all happening simultaneously, we'll cut to whoever wants to go next. So who wants to go next?
Yeah, let's see what Randus is doing.
Sure. Okay. I guess I shall be volunteered
see
for
if
this
his arm
job.
Grows back.
So, you know, you guys were walking around and you were, like, putting stuff away or whatever. Your assistant had your crossbow and was putting it away. And right as this blast happens, as he's skittering across your chest to put your crossbow away, it gets hit.
Zorch.
It knocks you back, but it didn't hit you at all. You look over at your assistant, and your assistant wasn't hit, but your crossbow was.
No!
it begins to warp and gets this really, like, it's still kind of, because, you know, it's a crossbow that you put together. It still has your style to it, but it is, the metals and wood have all turned, just the wood is now like pitch black, and the metal is this kind of reddish, kind of lacquered, has look to it. This is a Deathstalker weapon plus two.
Nice.
And you can find that in the Adventurer's Vault, page 67. So who's up?
Orym.
Orym, okay.
Oh, I was going to get to, what was this that he just got?
Deathstalker weapon.
Deathstalker weapon. This weapon leaves a wound that is black and withered, which continues to plague an enemy long after an attack was made. Can it be applied to any weapon? Attack roll and damage roll is the enhancement. If you get a critical, it's a plus 1d6 necrotic damage per plus, and you're at a level 4, so right now that's a plus 1.
No, this is a level 9.
Oh, this is a level 9, level so two. That's a plus 2, okay. Mm-hmm. Power, it's a daily necrotic free action. Use this power when you hit with a weapon. The target takes ongoing 5 necrotic damage. Save ends. Save made to end this effect takes a negative 2 penalty. And what was?
It's the same armor that he had before, the razor armor.
Oh, okay, it's just been upgraded.
And it's on page 230 of the PHB, if you want to.
So it does change my AC, then.
Yes, your AC goes up by one.
Up or down?
Up. And that goes on the enhancement column. So whatever the enhancement column should read plus one, now it should read plus two.
So all my enhancements?
No, just your AC.
What was that
page?
All my
enhancements that were affected by AC.
Yes.
Okay.
What? No. You should only have one AC trait.
I should?
Yes. You what only have one before? Armor class. Then you are probably playing GURPS.
You wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't, honestly.
No. Yeah.
Way too much.
All right.
Are you threatening me?
Orym is flung back and is on the ground.
Yep. You feel this sharp pain and realize that somehow the bolt bypassed your armor and is now burning somewhere in your chest. You are
like granola.
Reach in to figure out what it is and pull out the necklace that Randus made you.
Yeah, the plus one necklace.
Mm-hmm. It burns to the touch, but eventually kind of warps into, it goes from being an Eldrin symbol to this weird eldritch cyclical, like, cosmic looking symbol.
Okay.
Kind of like a galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes an amulet of resolution plus two.
You say you want a resolution.
Count it.
So that is a plus two enhancement to everything?
Yep. So all your non-AC defenses, non-AC.
Oh, so okay.
Go up by one.
And here comes
that. So fortitude, reflex, and will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can find the amulet of resolution in the Adventurer's Vault, page 149.
Okay, hold on just a second. 18 and 14. How come it doesn't affect the AC? Is that just its...
Because that's what armor does.
Adventurer's Vault 140 what?
9. 149. And we'll let him find that and
149. Read it off. Amulet of Resolution. Whether the affliction be mind or body, this mithril necklace gives you a second chance to ward it off. So it enhances fortitude, reflex, and will. And this is a plus 2, right? Or mm-hmm. a plus 7. Or a level 7, I'm sorry.
Level 7.
It's a daily power. No action. Use this power when you fail a saving throw. Reroll the saving throw using the second result, even if it's lower. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which presumably wouldn't matter because, you know, you failed to use
yep.
the power.
Yep. All right. Very cool.
And Smith. Smith gets knocked down as all this lightning is arcing around him. You feel it changing the armor that you're wearing. If our listeners will recall, it was kind of this like leaf patterned armor. It just seems to completely warp it. It's these arcs of red lightning just completely rework the fabric and all of the arcane sigils that, you know, usually don't show up until you actually activate it or get hit or whatever. And as the rest of you sort of clamber to your feet after being blasted, you see Smith stand up. He has his armor went from being, you know, pretty standard leather armor to basically just looking like a cool black leather jacket with a high, think of like the high kind of like Prussian gentry colors. Cool cufflinks, I guess. You know, it can be padded in any way you want, like shoulders or elbows or whatever.
I'm assuming this is going to actually, like, destroy my jacket that I was wearing.
Yes.
Lame.
What? It's a super cool jacket.
My new one, yeah.
It was the old one.
Oh, that's too bad.
My blacksmith's jacket on over my armor all the time, anyways.
It actually pretty much it pretty much disintegrates your apron, too, if you were wearing it. So this is a runic armor plus 2. And you can find that in the Adventures Vault, page 68.
What level is it?
8.
Okay. I have a 1 item window because of the size of my screen.
You said Adventures Vault, page 68?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
Runic armor.
I don't see it on page 68.
Hmm.
AV2.
I don't know what happened to my AV2 book.
So what does it do, Rob, since you have it up?
Plus 2 AC. You gain an item bonus to Arcana checks equal to the armor's enhancement bonus. When you use your second wind, you also gain a bonus to damage rolls with arcane attack powers equal to the armor's enhancement bonus until the end of your next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. More damage.
Yep.
Enhancement bonus.
Now can we all stand up?
Yep, you all stand up. Smith doesn't actually so much stand up as like the energy that's arcing around him stands him up, and then it just
gods, man, please try to warn us next time.
This destroys my dark leaf, right?
Yep. And destroys whatever previous things you had, so your amulet is gone.
Right.
And Torque's original armor is gone, but for all intents and purposes,
I have some
it
other
upgrades it.
My guess is that some of these other enhancements, like to my AC, my attack works in my attacks, those are coming from different elements, too. Okay.
Yeah. Huh. That was interesting.
Try to stretch.
Everybody okay?
Besides the smell of burnt dog hair.
Hey, I resemble that remark. That kind of hurt for a minute, and then it looks like my armor growed something, and then something. You know, it's really confusing.
What?
I don't think I ever see this much magic in the first 16 years I was alive as I have since I met you people.
Well, I guess I would.
You and me both.
I would agree.
You? But you come from the magical land of the Elvis men on the other side.
Yes,
of
but this would be
the fairy lands in the wild, and it.
This would be magic that I understand. The stuff we've encountered is magic that is beyond my current perception. I probably, when this is done, I'll need to go back to the Cerulean Academy of Magic and try to get a master's degree.
Man, if I figured that everything I didn't understand was weird, I would have a heck of a time ordering dinner.
Perhaps this energy isn't quite as benign as I thought.
Yeah, maybe it's 10 and a half.
It certainly has some sort of design, it appears. Well,
I don't feel bad.
No, I mean,
my armor actually looks more dangerous now than it did before.
Well, we know it's that we have
red. Awesome.
At least one.
No, it eliminated the red parts.
I'm gonna paint it red, so it'll be all. Oh, red. Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Because I like the red color.
All right.
You can stain it with the blood of your enemies.
I'll dry brush it so that I just get them red highlights.
Awesome.
Torque is his own miniature.
Hey, I'm role playing over here. Cut me some slack.
I think we need to try to proceed unless something else is going to happen. As I look
probably,
at Smith.
Probably good.
You feel I good feel now? Better. Is that all out of your system?
Better? Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right.
And then you bend over and puke out some marbles.
Remind me never to
there
eat
you go, Randus.
Elven food. With
That's going to be 1,000 gold worth of material components.
All right. So now we are up.
You keeping track of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the most important thing we've learned here is don't give a straight line to the various fates of Moonhold.
Of ritual components, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we're up to 1560 gold components. But you know what? Since we're walking through the Cascading Pebbles area again, let me just take a moment and create my invisible assistant.
Unseen servant?
Unseen servant.
Okay.
Yay. And that means I get to lie down for a little bit.
Yep.
How much is he? I forgot.
Actually, you feel fine.
I just vomited.
Okay. Unseen servant.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
And we don't see anything happen, but we see footprints in the sand.
Sure.
I'm going back to the phase of the sun.
Okay.
Maybe.
All I heard was the demon being Chakotay and Vroom.
Yep,
yeah, he created his unseen servant.
Does that count?
But we can't see him except for the footprints in the sand.
Against Steven?
Why?
No.
No, that was innocuous enough.
Okay.
Hey!
We're rolling.
You give him...
We are moving along.
Why you give him the benefit of the doubt,
Because he is not nearly as repeat an offender as you are.
You had three times
You have the equivalent.
Only when the unseen servant says, "You idiot," those were the times I was carrying you.
Yes.
With that.
All right. Now that counts as a reference, and we are moving along.
I know, that's what
or
I'm
I swear
to do.
I will turn this game around, and we will not go to Disneyland.
Does that mean we'd go to Disney World instead?
Shut up.
World.
All right. So you have an unseen servant. You have a lot of puke marbles.
Yes, we do.
We'll call them pubels for short.
Oh, God.
Vomables.
All right. And we are crossing the sands of the ocean looking towards the peep-peep that comes up on the magical compass of doom.
Yep. You're crossing basically this huge field of pebbles.
Watch where you step this time, Orim.
Yes, I will.
I don't like this time at all. It's not good.
Well, if it helps you feel any better, I'm going to... what's the difference between passive perception and perception?
Passive perception...
Is passive.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
How do we use that? Yeah, passive perception is... if I do not want you guys to roll, then mm-hmm. I just ask for your passive perception.
Oh,
usually okay. When something's trying to sneak up on you,
mm-hmm.
it goes against your passive perception.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking for something, then you roll your actual perception.
Oh, okay.
Your passive perception and insight assumes that you rolled a 10. That's basically
what it means.
If you roll average, you'll get at least this much.
Okay, because I just didn't know if the senses that I have, mm-hmm. 13 on passive perception... 18 on passive insight would somehow help us maneuver through the field so we don't fall down any of these.
Oh yeah, that's kind of what it does.
Okay.
And you guys now know what to look for. You know, when you see a slight indentation in the field, and you can think to yourself, mayhap I should not step on that. Mayhap
Torque should not step on that.
Yes.
Mayhap
I should give plenty of notice when I stop in front of these things so that my hilarious companions doesn't fall in.
Hey, Mo!
Let's see.
Anyways. Counted.
Stop it!
No, you stop it.
Oh, how.
All right. So you guys continue to walk through these fields. If somebody wants to take point, they can give me a nature check. You guys can aid another on this if you want.
I'm taking up the rear.
I made a mistake earlier.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have nature trained. I had insight trained.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay.
You failed.
Did we really?
Did you give me the wrong score?
Yep.
It would have been 5 less.
Okay. That's all right. It's not a big deal.
I'd say the fog looked weird.
Yep.
Normally, I would say that torque taking point is a good idea, but do we really think that something that's based on noticing things might be the best place for torque?
Is any of us really adept at tracking or navigating?
We are pretty much a bag of hammers.
I think Orim probably has the bestest nature check.
Then fine. I will take the lead right now.
Go ahead and roll it. Oh. And if navigator. Anybody has things they have a decent nature check, you can aid another.
I can aid. Maybe.
I got a
go ahead, 10. Reroll that.
Okay. I still got a 10.
Cool.
14 to aid.
Okay. That's a 12 total to your roll plus whatever you get. Or was that a 10 altogether?
It's a 10 altogether.
Okay. So that's a 12. You guys are awesome.
Just when I roll better to aid, then. And then that one from.
I didn't help.
I know.
No, you did not.
Hey, what's that? That's a rock. Hey, what's that? No,
it's another rock. You are too busy looking at your cool new jacket. So, as you guys continue to travel, you start to find that the terrain gets a little bit sturdier as you presumably start exiting the fields of cascading pebbles.
Good.
However, due to the fact that you guys were so closely watching the pebbles and whether you would fall in or not, it takes Orim a while to realize that probably from their position, you guys have been followed for a while. There are these creatures just a few yards away. Like if you consider like your group, this, you know, and the few feet around you guys, a little bubble, they're like several yards away from it, but keeping pace with you guys pretty.
Do I recognize them? Are these the blue elves that?
No. These are
enemy.
No, these are these lean bipedal creatures. They have very pronounced bottom jaws.
They have big underband.
Go ahead and mark yourself down.
Cool.
They have little kind of T-Rex hands that they don't seem to do much with, but they have little claws.
Steven?
Yeah.
Camera needs a focal point. I'm not hearing but every third word.
Is that good?
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
So, you are being followed by this group of bipedal creatures. They have little T-Rex hands and big underbites. And there is one really big one that is clearly guiding the pack around you guys. And it really looks like they are, by the time you notice them, it really looks like they're starting to get their advanced guys to come around to cut you off.
And who do I notice that first?
Yes.
We're being followed.
Good to know.
Oh my god.
By what?
I don't know what that is, but I think we need to get into some attack positions.
Yes. Okay. You stay in the middle.
So I'm going to set up a little bit of a battlefield here.
Okay. So
oh god. I lived in
okay, we god are going home. To roll the some initiatives my according to Rodrigo. Good lord.
Hey, I'm doing 13. Good on initiatives.
13. All right, Orim, 13?
13.
Now I'm probably last.
Yay, normal.
And Smith?
17.
Nice.
Torque?
What?
Initiative?
25.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your dex?
My dex is 13.
So he can have quick draw.
Yep.
And Randus.
9.
Again?
Yes, apparently.
That's a good number for you.
It's better than your old school three.
Yeah.
Three. I can't get three now. I could get four.
Can you pass me the miniatures? Two. These monster guys start surrounding you, or rather, start to get on a...
collision course with wackiness?
Yes.
What was
that? This intercept course with you guys, and pretty soon... They just slow down to the point that it's clear that they're about to pounce. And then they do, because they beat you guys in initiative.
Oh, of course.
So,
damn it, Torque.
I'd say that's more of a cliche than a reference.
Yeah, it's counted anyways.
This guy back here is going to... He's going to move over here and bite at Randus. That's going to be a 26 versus AC. For 9 damage.
Yay.
And he's going to shift back.
Again?
Yep.
I will kill you.
Understandable.
At least these aren't fire kobolds.
That's right.
Yeah. Stupid shifty.
Is that what they were kobolds?
Yeah, they're called. I don't have it up anymore. Right, but fine. Yeah, that's technically what they were. It's kobolds.
That's why they were shifting left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This guy back here is also going to go up to Randus.
Yay!
Take a little bite.
Hey, I'm glad he shifted back now.
Yeah. Stupid kobolds.
Still probably hit.
24 versus AC for 9 damage.
No, went away from bloodied.
And he'll shift there.
Hello.
9. Yeah, never mind. I am bloodied.
Okay. And let's see.
Yippee.
And the big thing's closest to you.
This guy will use his Ravenous ability and shift 2 squares towards a bloodied enemy. And then, let's see, who is most delicious? Orym seems most delicious today. We'll go bite Orym.
Yay.
Did you borrow Orym? Smith's conditioner?
What?
I think conditioner.
That's going to be a 17 versus AC.
Probably.
It's a match. Okay. So it's a hit.
Would you like to use your shield?
I think I'll use my shield.
Okay.
I just wave my magic hand and...
Oh, you're going to hit me.
Glancing blow off my blue shield that surrounds my body.
Sounds good. And he's going to stay where he is. This guy is also going to come up and take a bite at Orym. Chomp. And we'll miss, but he'll shift over here. And
that's not good for me.
That
you has a teleport.
You has a teleport.
These guys. Torque.
Yes.
Some critters are attacking you.
Where am I located?
You are
here. Next to a critter.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How big is it?
It's about the size of a
dinosaur.
Yes, about the size of a dinosaur. It's probably about the size of a horse.
Yes.
Maybe smaller than a horse, actually. It's probably about the size of a really big dog. Yes, encounter powers are back.
Dogs! You could activate yours and have more fighty-fighty.
I could activate mine as a standard action, keeping me from attacking this round.
Right, but the dog commands on minor actions. So you could activate your dog as a standard action and then give it a minor action to bite something.
When we are all eaten in 3 rounds, I want you to remember that argument.
Okay.
Let's see
Okay. Have our action points reset?
Nope.
All right.
Well, you could do that too, yes.
I'm going to...
There's more monsters
call
now?
The dogs without thinking dog. Any references.
Oh, okay. Let's use a more subdued miniature for
are
the dog.
Are you kidding me? Look at that. Look at your dog. What would you rather have, Matthew? This dog?
That's an excellent dog. I like that dog.
Huh? Put it on there.
No. So where does it port up to? Right.
It should. I think it goes right next to him on a square adjacent to him.
Okay. So do you action want points there? Have not reset.
No.
Nope.
You could flank it with Orm.
Yeah, you could drop the dog here so it's flanking with Orm.
Let's do that.
Yay.
I'd like to shift.
Okay.
But I don't know where. Someplace awesome.
Okay.
Towards the pewter elephant, perhaps.
Pewter elephant?
I thought you mean.
Okay. Yes. I see that.
The Merilith.
Okay. Anything else?
Which ones are our team again?
You.
Uh-huh.
Smith, Randus, me, your dog,
mm-hmm.
which you can still do a minor action on. And mm-hmm. tell him
you
to
can
attack.
Still activate him with a minor action.
Dog, bite him.
Okay, go ahead and roll it. I don't suppose you have the stats in front of you.
Its attack is a +7 versus AC.
Okay, so what'd you roll?
4.
Okay. So it's going to be an 11 versus AC.
Correct. Where do you get that stuff? Wait, no. Never mind.
That's not going to hit. I didn't. And anything else? I don't think you have any actions left.
Shift is a minor
action.
Attack,
so I don't have to mark.
Move action.
Okay.
Can I mark something to the dog attack?
No.
It's my dog.
Yes. And you are my dog, but I also cannot mark things through you.
Really? You think that's where we are? All right. My turn is over.
Okay.
Smith?
Let me see.
Plant monster man.
Smith.
Well, this is wonderful. Oh, that's Stork.
Stab the doggy.
I'm thinking about it. I stabbed the doggy with frost.
Okay.
I should probably switch over to my,
powers.
Powers, so I can tell what this does.
Yes.
23 versus fortitude.
Nice.
That'll hit.
Yay. I would hope so. Otherwise, I'm kind of screwed. 11 damage.
Okay.
And I push him.
Yay.
That way.
Here?
No.
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
You wanted him away from you, right?
Sure. Yes.
Anything else?
No. Okay, fine.
Do you want to get next to me so you can give us magic
weapon? Everybody is like all nice and
okay.
First of all. I was going to say. Well, I was going to stand there so I could get all of y'all.
Oh, yeah, you can get in there and get all of us.
Except for the dog. But oh well.
Now you can get the dog, too.
Oh, okay. But then, okay, fine.
Does mean I have to stay there and be flanked. Do I take a penalty
You're not being flanked. And in fact, I'll block the flanking there.
Yeah.
But not there. Okay, anyways.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. I'm done.
All right. Orim.
Thunder wave him away.
I will be thunder waving that one guy away.
Which one?
The guy with the club or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
The one that he can hit without hitting one of his allies?
Yes.
That's true.
Logic.
Dang. That is a 8. Yeah. 8 versus fortitude.
No.
10.
That See, will not folks, hit. It is not just me.
That's your damage.
That's right.
Oh, this is your attack. Sorry. 10 versus.
It is only mostly Brian.
Keep talking, terrible. Rodrigo. Let's rewind to last week and see again.
Yeah.
When you punched him with your dagger.
Rolls.
Yes.
Switching to another dice.
Okay. And anything else?
At this point,
I was rolling good and he was not. A lot.
All right. The Alpha will now.
Hello, Randus.
Charge.
Yay.
Rawr.
We're bursty. We're in a close blast 5.
Yay. Oh, crap. That's why we need to just go for you guys.
Nah, he's just going to charge them.
Yeah.
An action point in close blast 5.
Close burst 2.
Okay. Charge. That's going to be a 22 versus AC.
There's a 2 in there, then that's a yes.
Ooh, for min damage, take 5 damage.
Yay!
I'm still alive.
Yep.
For now.
Wait.
And let's see. That's its turn. Randus.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pop one of my own heals.
He's stabbing himself with Smith blood.
That's a good idea.
Or my own blood.
Oh. I thought you took them both from me.
No, I healed myself with one.
Okay.
You only needed the one to fill right. you up. So anyways. I have to remath. Okay. And do I want to take the attack of opportunity?
Yes.
You're a jerk. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Let's get into the party.
Go ahead and take a swing at you. Nom, 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 nom. 19 versus AC?
No!
There you go.
All right. Now.
Oh, worth it.
Assistant punching dagger thingy. So I can punch fish guy right there in front of me in the face with magic weapon. And hopefully give bonuses to everybody.
Okay.
You know, or I knew not. All the words in that sentence, and there is still, I have no idea what he's doing. Assistant punching dagger thingy. Yes. When did Randus start speaking in English?
Yeah,
that's since Ryan.
He's, yes. He was imported. How much?
16 versus AC. Oh.
16 versus AC, nope.
Darg, and I've already used. Action point, I'm doing it again.
Do it.
Don't you get a is there a reroll power that you had with one
he
of those?
It's a daily, he already used daily. Daily magic item. So I can't even use Raven Feeble.
Roll the same thing, didn't
he? Rolled on that one.
All right. Well, should we just call this the top of the round then, Brian, do you think?
Yes.
Sorry, man. Top of the round.
Do you need a hug?
God fucking...
God. Did somebody just curse?
Yes, that would be Randus.
Yes. Keep that to a minimum, please.
Yeah, we do try to keep this family friendly. Yes. And since we are at the top of the round, and we do need to to break this week, before we go, though, here's another set of questions that I get quite often when people send emails to podcast@majorspoilers.com. People ask... Hey, look, I live in XYZ place, and which is actually, I think that's right next to Stephenville. They have A&Ws
over
there.
Stephenville is where the B. Daltons are.
Yes, or and A&W is where XYZ is.
The BWs and the 7-Eleven.
The question that I seem to get a lot, and it kind of relates to last week's question of, can I join you guys in the game? This week's question is, I'm really into what you guys are doing. I think it's great. I would like to play Dungeons & Dragons. But I don't know anybody who can play Dungeons & Dragons. Where do I find people to play Dungeons & Dragons with? So let's go around the table. Let's start with you, Matthew. How would you recommend that someone find people to play D&D with?
Well, there are two methods that I've used in the past, one successfully and one generally less successfully. The successful one, of course, is trying to interest people you already know are nerds in playing a game. There are always going to be people who are like, you know, I've heard about this thing and I'd be interested. Or, you know, you say, hey, we play D&D, and 4 people are like, you too? So what I have been wanting to do in the past is when, you know, I have people who are geeks in my general circle, which is what I like to refer to as the time during which I have been alive. I'll be like, hey, geeks, why don't we put together this GURPS game and I'll create some superheroes? And people go, yes. And eventually you end up with this enormous group and people fall out and it all turns bad in about 6 months anyway. The slightly less successful way would be to find your local gaming establishment, your local comic shop, your local gaming store, even to some degree in the right areas like a Borders or a Hastings. You'll find people in the sections for these games going, I wish I had friends. And you can go, I will be your friend for a dollar. Let us play the game together. I know the
maybe illegal in some states.
Right. The message board at Gatekeeper Hobbies on Toon Engage Topeka ask us about our Adventurers Vault 3.
Whoa.
They're getting product right? from the future.
Let's send it over to you. How do you, what were some recommendations that you make? You came from a place not from around here when you That's migrated right. to Kansas. And how did you hook up with the rest of these?
Ohio. Well,
and good the, question. The best advice that I can give someone is go to your local college's website and see if they have a CADG, because that's actually apparently a World War organization, Collegiate Association of Tabletop Gamers.
I'm a founding member.
Mm-hmm. Of this chapter.
I think. No.
Oh, of the whole thing?
No, we, Fort Hays, started CADG.
Oh, nice.
And it's actually spread to other campuses. We right. have a website.
Much like swine flu.
Yes.
Yes.
It originated,
so, it originated at Fort Hays. And when has I was spread to Fort other Hays, colleges.
All we would do is go down to the end of Agnew Hall where the big table was and sit there with a book.
So and you said eventually catch, you did, a you game guys have a national out. Website?
Yes.
Yes, I'm actually, I'm not You're exactly not pulling on. It up, we, but we I'm can
pull
to pull
it,
up
We can pull it on the show notes, yeah. I think, later. Remember to tell Stephen about it.
Yes, it's catg.org.
So that's a good okay. place.
C-A-T-T-G.
Facebook is another good place. Go look, and you know, people are always posting, hey, I live in Massachusetts, where can I find a game? Hey, I live in Texas, where can I find a game? And one important thing that I will add to this is, if you're somewhat experienced, run a game. Because yes. if you're trying to get into a game, that can be pretty hard. But if you go out there and say, hey, I'm going to run a game, you will have 27 nerds knocking down your door.
Seriously.
Okay. Rob?
CatG.
CatG was what I was going to say. I was actually going to pull up the address. It's catg.org. That's with two G's because it's the Collegiate Association of Tabletop Gamers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how we got the group together for the most part here. It's how I've met most of the people I actually live with and or hang out with. Other than that, what Matthew said, find your local gaming areas, comic stores and whatnot. And I know it's kind of hard to do so around certain places like here.
Yes.
Here we've got Hastings, which is questionable at best in what they actually pick up.
Mm-hmm. You know, they actually got a couple more PHB3s in this week.
Yep. I don't have any money.
And eventually everyone who wants one will get that over the course of this year.
Over the next year, yes.
Yep.
D&D Brian?
Yes. Like I say, it's pretty much been covered. Just check your local friendly gaming store, hopefully, if you have one. They might even have a bulletin board where people are actually putting up notices of wanting to meet groups or forming a group. Check online message boards. See if there's anybody in your local area trying to make a group. Facebook, like was said, is a great source for the most part. Just go out there. And if you feel you're experienced enough to run a game, that is the best way to actually get a group together.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, don't be afraid to try other games.
Yes.
I know there's
board games, card games.
A lot of people who still refuse to try 4th edition because this or that or the other edition of D&D was the edition of D&D.
Mm-hmm. For them.
Yep. Yeah, for them. So don't be afraid to try them out. They're all still enjoyable.
And for that matter, there's people who refuse to play D&D because they've heard bad things about it.
Because it'll send Tom Hanks into the sewers.
Yes.
I do have a question, though. Both Matthew and D&D Brian said go to a gaming store. Are you talking like specific gaming stores, like fantasy games or something, or are you that deal specifically with games?
Yeah, a store where games is sold at.
Because it seems like most of the time you're going to find a comic book shop and
that has a little
the gaming store
section.
In the same place. And I don't know. I know, Matthew, you guys have a gaming section, Prairie Dog Comics in Wichita,
every Saturday is loaded up with people playing Magic or some other card game.
Yeah, there's...
I think gaming section may be a misnomer in that Gatekeeper is a comic and game store.
Right, right.
And roughly 50% of the floor space is dedicated to either gaming or gaming tables.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So I would suggest going to, I believe it's 1-800-COMIC-BOOK, or go to the website that deals with the comic book locator, which allows you to find comic book stores in your area.
Actually, for that matter, I believe both Wizards of the Coast and White Wolf have store locators as well.
Okay. And that might be an easy way to do it.
I know Wizards does for everything that they put out. Mm-hmm. The other thing about gaming store, we're talking something that does non-traditional board games.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know,
so Hobby Lobby.
Toys R Us. Yeah.
Hobby Lobby USA.
Doesn't sell.
Yeah. I know.
Games anyways. Yeah. Which is
They used to have Warhammer.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what Jennifer had to say. She says, "I just want to thank you guys for Critical Hit. In grade school in the mid-80s, I wanted to badly play D&D, but there were no other girls interested, and well, the boys didn't
I've
want cooties.
Badly played D&D.
So I did not get a chance to play until this past summer, and I was hooked. I've never been an online gamer or even a video gamer, although I'm somewhat familiar with online and video RPGs. Because of Critical Hit, I managed to get a group of girlfriends who play WoW interested in playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Awesome.
Our group is mostly from the Chicago area, but we have players from downstate Illinois and as far as Louisiana." Cool. And she says, this was back in February. "Saturday will be our first session. We will Skype and have a live video stream, and our group will be made up entirely of geek girls. Again, thanks a bunch for the inspiration," and that comes from Jennifer Martin. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I'm glad we inspired you. And as I head over to the iTunes store and look at some of these people that have left us not only 5-star ratings, but 5-star ratings with comments, I just wanted to give a shout out to Darvicus, D-A-R-V-C-U-S, Nom1313, IPXRs, Tot Donetta, all of those people have left us some 5-star reviews, and we greatly appreciate that. And if you'd like to get your name read out on the show, or at least your handle name over at iTunes, head over to iTunes, go over into the other games section. You'll find Critical Hit, and actually, we've actually been moving up the ranks in the gaming and podcasting category. We've been on the front page multiple times, and we are quickly closing in on Scott Johnson's stuff that's over there. So thank you so much, everybody, for doing that. You can head over to majorspoilers.com if you're interested in comic books or pop culture, or trying to find an archive of the images for this episode. We have those over there. If you have a question or a comment about Critical Hit, all you have to do is send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Can-Can. Over 50 years of endless deals. Endless deals at ShopRite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it. Taco Brothers.